Welcome to the Smiling Homeschooler Podcast. My name is Ben Wilson, and it's currently National Women's History Month. And because of this, we decided to talk about how important moms are, and especially raising your daughters to value the gift of being a woman. Our world has put so many pressures on women and attempted to change the definition of what's important. So we think it's a super and critical topic to discuss. We think you'll finish this episode very encouraged. Before we begin, we just want to say thank you to Teaching Textbooks for helping make the Smiling Homeschooler possible. We work with them because we believe their curriculum is one of the best out there and helps more homeschoolers smile. Go support them and check out a free trial over at teachingtextbooks.com. Also, thank you to Homeschooling Today magazine for supporting what we do. They are another fantastic source of homeschooling encouragement, so please go subscribe to their magazine over at homeschoolingtoday.com. But all right, let's get going. Here's my dad, Todd Wilson.
Hey, it's a beautiful day here in northern Indiana. It makes all the difference in the world if the sun is shining and the air is warm. I think today the high was like 65, yeah, maybe. The grass is just starting to get a hint of green. The daffodils are blooming. This is, I think, a little early than normal. Considering it just snowed a couple days ago, over the weekend, I think.
Yeah, like 2 days.
And it is just so nice. But we're all on pins and needles here at the Wilson neighborhood because Ben and Rissa are expecting a new baby boy any minute now. And I think Rissa has given up the will to live.
Pins and needles, so. She's on swords and daggers, I think. I mean, she is pretty miserable. So it is just crazy how, like, even from a week or two ago, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the anticipation, but a lot of just fear and, you know, just, you know, some anxiety looking ahead to the actual birth. But I feel in that last, like, week, it's just like it goes from feeling terrible to, yeah, just like anything's better than this. So she's hit that point. So she is very, very, very ready. And, you know, I mean, yeah, it could be literally hours, days. We can think more than a few days. So, but yeah, if you are a regular listener, we'd appreciate any prayers because, you know, it's always, you know, a little nerve wracking during that time. So hopefully everything goes smoothly.
And they're doing something different there. The exciting part is that they're going to do it at home this time.
Yep.
Which I've just been giving Ben a really hard time. Not so much the process because I know any schmo can deliver a baby. After I've seen so many delivered, they're like, you know, these midwives, they know what they're doing. They're way better than doctors. But it's just the aftermath that always kind of startles me. I guess if you get like some kind of baby Zamboni, you can clean things up pretty well afterwards and it'll be like, you know,
yeah,
nothing ever happened.
It'll be
nothing.
Fine.
After it's all done, you'll never know you had this traumatic thing happen in your house.
Yeah.
So,
or an amazing event that happened in our house. So hopefully it's that.
Exactly.
So and I think it'll be special. So we'll see. But hopefully by the next episode, or at least in the next two, we will have a new baby. So.
Now, and, you know, just in case you're keeping track, Ben and Rissa, it's amazing how quickly they have babies. We've had the privilege of watching their kids for at least the last couple, and because there wasn't any kids at the first one. And it was always amazing because they would, like, leave to go to the hospital sometime in the middle of the night, and then before their kids would have cereal in the morning, they'd be walking in the house with the car seat and with a baby inside of it. And that is just shocking. Shocking. So
it is crazy. Yeah. But hopefully that happens, you know, in terms of speed again. But I mean, I guess you just never know. But yeah, it is crazy how quickly it has gone in the past. So Rissa, I would say, you know, for any mom who does not have quick births, I would say the birth for her is relatively quick and smooth, but the lead up is usually really, really hard on her. So, but yeah, this is number four. And honestly, when we started the podcast, we only had Renly only. So we've definitely expanded a lot since then, but,
we're not even at halftime yet.
So I know that's right.
That's good. That's good.
We will see. We will see. But,
well, you know, oh, I was going to say, Ben, It looks like I'm kind of freezing up on the screen there. Having us two guys talk about birthing is about like what we're going to talk about next. Yeah. Because, you know, you know, everybody knows giving birth to a child isn't really that hard. So I thought we should talk about is women. Let's talk about women today. It's an easy thing. You know, and this would be one of those you would never take call in people because this could get ugly. But Ben, here's my thinking. I didn't know if you knew this, but this month is National Women's History Month. And if you go to, maybe you saw the Google Doodle early on, and they had, you know, some kind of artwork celebrating women. I'm all for celebrating women. But, you know, there's a little bit of me that feels a little on edge, because I feel like what they really celebrate is a certain type of women. And it seems to leave out really a vast majority of women. In fact, a lot of homeschooling women, a lot of moms.
But yeah, a huge portion of our audience for sure. And just in the general.
Well, populace. even a majority. I will say a majority, because 80% of women, all women, give birth to a child. And birthing a child seems like that's pretty low on the old celebrate spectrum. It's fun. I think individuals celebrate. Everybody celebrates when they have a child. But it doesn't seem like as a whole, they're celebrated as a group. And in fact, I was just listening to the radio today. And I don't even know what the show was about. I don't know if they were, I'm pretty sure they were against it. But they were highlighting a book that was written, for, school children. And it's a, very young school children. I would almost say preschool school children. And it's written celebrating non-binary women or non-binary kids. I don't know if you can be a non-binary woman. You can be a non-binary, which just means you don't know what you are. You don't know what you are. And I mean, my first thought, and you know, I say this kindly, there's no such thing as a non-binary kid. I mean, if you're 25 and you want to be non-binary, go for it. But there is no such thing as a non-binary kid. And it just made me mad. And I know that we live in a confusing time. I was just in Saskatchewan 2 weeks ago, 2 weekends ago, at a homeschool conference, which was so much fun. But a girl came up to me as I gave a little talk to some teenagers, Saskatchewanians. And she came up and she said, "I sure appreciated that, Mr. Wilson. You know, I was caught up," she said. And I would have guessed she was about 16. She said, "I was caught up in the they, them thing, you know, and she goes, "It's just a bunch of junk. And I was brainwashed," she said. And she'd kind of turned around and she realized she was a girl and that being a girl's a good thing. In fact, being a mom's a good thing. Being a wife's a good thing. And that's just what I thought. Maybe we'd spend our short period of time this time, maybe just empowering you as a mom or a dad to encourage your daughters to enjoy being women, that it's okay to be a woman. And you know, I'm not just, even before the show, Ben kind of said, "Wow, how are we going to do this? You know, two guys talk about this." And I'm like, I feel like I've got, you know, the Bible, not to back me up, to back up what I have to say, but that the Bible's pretty clear about moms encouraging moms. And I know you're all familiar with Titus chapter 2, but I thought maybe we'd just spend a couple minutes looking at it. Because it says in Titus chapter 2 where it says, you know, older women are to encourage the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be dishonored. And again, I don't want to push down anybody who thinks, you know, and this always sounds awkward. It does sound awkward. I don't want to push down anybody who thinks women are just as good as men. And that's exactly the that's the truth. It is the truth. No argument here. There's no argument. But I just want to elevate the things and the position that I believe that God elevates. And it is so rare, and maybe we've talked about it in the past, but I remember several years ago, and it made really an impression on me. And then I'll quit talking about it, and you can talk, and you can handle any questions that may arise. But I remember at our county fair, every year in the month of July, July, right around Ben's birthday, we have the county fair. And the county fair takes up a whole week, even though it seems longer. And it takes up a whole week, and every year they have the name of our county is Kosciuszko County. They have the Kosciuszko County. They have a 4-H queen. They have the Dairy Queen. They have the Beef Queen and whatever. But they also have the Junior Miss Kosciuszko. Usually that doesn't take very much preparation. You can sign up probably within 3 minutes of going on stage. And I remember the very first time I ever saw it, we're sitting out in the audience, and there's not a huge crowd, maybe like 50 people. And each girl would parade up there, and I would say they were all under 10, maybe 11. And each of them came up, and there would be a questioner, and the interviewer would say, "What's your name?" And she'd give your name. "How old are you?" You know. And then they would say, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And every single girl said something like, "I want to be a dentist. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a something." And then my son Sam, his wife, has five other sisters, and two of his sisters were also standing in line. And every single one said something spectacular that they wanted to be. And then when it came to my son Sam's sister-in-law's, they both said without hesitation, "I want to be a wife and a mom." They both said that. And honestly, the first one that said it, I don't remember if it was the youngest or the oldest, there was almost a gasp in the crowd. I mean, you felt this, like she said something that almost sounded archaic. And that was a bad word, and it really saddened me that I thought, have we come that far that we have de-elevated or suppressed this glorious thing called motherhood and being a wife? And honestly, I think we have. So what do you want to say to all that, Ben? Anything?
No, I think the cool part about that, and the part that jumps out at me is they understood the priorities. They understood, not that even like, oh, they couldn't have a job someday because that's, mutually exclusive, but like that is the important part, I mean, and I would hope as even a man, because often people don't go like, oh, that, why would a boy ever say, I want to just be a dad and a husband. But if a boy went up there and said that, I would be super impressed because the job is so not important in the grand scheme of their worth. And
so what you're saying, Ben, that's a great thought actually. So what you're saying is when they asked the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? They weren't saying, oh yeah, I want a sandwich later on. I want a milkshake tomorrow. They were picking the highest thing that they could be. And they gave it as that, as a mom and a wife. Yeah. And maybe that's it, because I feel like what the world has done and even the church has done, and even within homeschooling circles, that we have put the ultimate thing that you can be is some kind of career that you can have above being a dad, above being a mom, above being a wife. And even I feel sometimes that message is for our girls is that they're supposed to be Miss Marvels. They're supposed to be superheroes that can trounce the boys and can be just as strong and just as this and just as that. And again, it's not a competition to see, but it feels like we're putting them, we're elevating that that's more important than all these other right. things.
Because that's and a culture and a world that has said that you have to be doing this or else it is less worth. And that's the lie, is they're not one's worth more, one's better than the other. They're just different and they have different, you know, that you have to view them differently. But it's just so pervasive and so nonstop. But I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you going to say at the last part there?
No, I wasn't going to say anything else. I just think that we need to be the ones who elevate, again, what God elevates is the most important thing. I even said in an email, I said something about, I must have said it last week or maybe the week before, and I to the email that I write to men. And again, if your husband isn't on it, you should sign him up at FamilyMan at FamilyManWeb.com. And I said something about like, something about our daughters and you know, encouraging them in the best, you know, marriage. And someone wrote me back and said, yeah, well, is that what we should be encouraging them in? That like the best is really for them to be wives and moms. And I haven't written back because I didn't want to. But, you know, the idea isn't that I'm saying, oh, if you get a job, that's worse. Or if you don't get married, that's right. worse. Because even the Bible says that might be even better, you know, that you remain single so you're not divided kind of thing. But I do want to lift up, like we've been talking about, something that can be aimed for. I know even Catherine, I remember when she was did not have a husband, did not even have a boyfriend. She was like, you know, Dad, the statistics are that I'm, you know, most people are going to get married. Is it wrong for me to want to be married? And I'm like, no. And she goes, is it wrong for me not to want to be single? And I'm like, no, you know, that's a good thing. And so,
yeah.
Well, Rebecca, I don't know. Maybe this would be a good.
I thought it was interesting. Go ahead. She said only one girl at our homeschool graduation last year said she wanted to be a wife and mother, but her future plans were my favorite and felt so refreshing. And then she also said this topic is so important to discuss. Thanks for going there. But it is crazy how rare that is. And honestly, the part that is a bummer to me is that I think a lot of people feel unfulfilled, even if they are enjoying it or like what they're doing or think it's a good thing, or they feel embarrassed or lesser because or apologetic because they aren't doing one of the glamorous the things that the you know the media or the you know like the culture out there holds up. Even for our men, I think that's very very similar. Is you know the idea of doing your job, coming home, being a dad, being a husband, being involved, and just being there and not having to strive for some, you know, huge deal is looked at as, I think, kind of lesser in a lot of ways, when that is such a fulfilling, glorifying thing to achieve. And I think the same for women is there's just that and I hear people say it all the time, is they'll say, oh, she's just, you know, just a mom. And I'm like, you would never say like, she's just a doctor. You would say she's a doctor. You know, it's like, you wouldn't say that about anyone else. But for some reason, when it's a mom, that is like considered, that's all she's doing. And it's like, that is such a big deal. That is so many roles like that are often farmed out to other people, if that's not. So it's, I mean, really, it's go ahead.
That it's not just, you know, it's not just happened. To me, it feels insidious. It right. feels like there's purpose behind that. Like, honestly, right now, I think it's cooler to be a good dad than it is to be a good mom. I mean, I think they think it's kind of cool when a dad, you know, doesn't go to work and his wife goes off to work and, you know, and then he stays home, and they think that's kind of cool. But it's not very cool for the mom who has to give up anything for her family. And really, giving up yourself is the highest thing that you can do to show people, you know, to serve God and to love others. And really, it is a selfless thing. But hey, maybe a real quick commercial, and then we'll kind of finish that up.
Well, we want to say thank you to Teaching Textbooks for making this all possible. Math time can be a tough time for a lot of homeschoolers out there, but we think Teaching Textbooks does a great job of taking some of the conflict or stress or just hard parts about math out. It's fun, it's engaging, it's interactive, so you kind of have to learn or else you won't be able to progress really at all, which is what I liked about it, is it really breaks it down to a very understandable level with each lesson. And it's pretty independent, which is nice too. You can just do it from any computer. Your kid can do it on their own. You can see how they did after the fact, so you don't have to worry about, are they even doing any of it? But it's really an amazing company, a really amazing math curriculum, and you can check out a free trial over at teachingtextbooks.com.
We also want to thank Homeschooling Today magazine. I was just looking over at their podcast, and if you're a podcast listener, which you're obviously listening to this one. So if you want some more encouragement, you should check out their podcast. They just did a couple two-part series with Kay Chance and Ashley Wiggers, who talk about natural homeschooling. And it just is so good. They have some other great episodes on expectations and love and your motivation and truth. And I just know you're going to be encouraged because their message is kind of what we're doing now, which sounds so contrary to the message of so many others. So if you want to be encouraged, of course, get it, their magazine, but check out their podcast and their other great resources at homeschoolingtoday.com.
I saw one of our people watching, Lisa, said, I agree with so many women are left out when celebrating women. I was in a white-collar job when I had a bad accident many years ago, and honestly, despite all the injuries, the best part about it was I was able to homeschool my two girls. Best gift I've ever received, and never went back to my white-collar job. Homeschooling is and being with my girls is far more rewarding. So I thought that was a good, real-life example of what we've been talking about, and super cool.
And sometimes it doesn't feel very rewarding at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it really doesn't. I mean, when you're a kid, you give them everything. They wipe their snotty noses all over you. And then, you are about ready to put them into bed and your kids say, you don't even love me. And you think, I can get a job where they pay me,
Exactly.
And they pat me on the back and say, you're amazing. And everybody else says that you're amazing. But again, this pays such huge dividends. And really, I think it part of homeschoolers, that we encourage our, and this is what I want. I want us to champion the role of mom and wife in for our daughters, because I think that's what God would have. Again, Titus chapter 2, is pretty, you want a curriculum for your daughters, it's right there. Encourage them to love their husbands. By how? By loving yours. You encourage them to love your children. How? By loving your children. Sometimes in homeschooling, that loving part doesn't come through very well, or how about loving your home? I know now they really look at the home like it's something to be escaped, and that it's these shackles that you're bound to it. I heard them talking about that they were working towards having wifeless marriages, which basically meant nobody had to be the wife. Everybody, husband and wife, they might have someone called a wife, but nobody was going to be stuck doing the dishes all the time. Nobody's going to be stuck doing those mundane things, taking care of the kids or bathing their kids. We're going to share those equally. And I'm thinking, that's the most glorious thing about being a mom and a wife. Some of those things that are not celebrated by others are celebrated by God. And honestly, your children know it. I mean, you know what they have fond memories of? Sometimes they love in a different way their moms and their dads. When they feel that really warm, fuzzy, oftentimes of their moms being super gentle when they were hurt, or snuggling when they were afraid, or reading a story during homeschooling, or arguing over math or whatever it is.
The part I think is interesting is it actually does take a little bit, I think, even for people who believe this, and who do believe that God did create men and women differently, you know, we've gone through many, 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 many different marriage books and lectures and talks and stuff with our marriage group over the years. And, you know, anytime it does get into that, that it is, even though we all believe that, it's still, there is like this squirminess almost nowadays because it is so culturally taboo to talk about that or even say anything about it, that it does, even if you believe it, it can feel a little off-putting or like, you know, degrading or something like that. I don't know, whatever the word is. And I would encourage, do fight that feeling and do stick to what you believe is true. And don't feel apologetic for something if you do believe it as the truth and what is being taught. Again, not saying it has to look exactly like 200 years ago. That's not what we're talking about. But just that what Dad's been saying, you know, it can honestly rub a lot of people wrong. But I think a lot of people know it to be true, but it's just, it's hard to not feel the pressure of just culture constantly.
Well, I think it goes against everything that we are we're told that we're supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to be aggressive and battling and climbing. And really the Bible doesn't talk that way. It talks about being gentle and forgiving. And when someone slaps you on one cheek, you turn the other cheek. You know, I remember one time someone saying, you know, when talking about husband, I was talking about husbands, you know, loving their wives. And this guy that if I mentioned his name, you'd know who I was talking about. He said, you know, Todd, you're talking about like you're saying we should be doormats. And I'm like, no, we're not supposed to be doormats. And then I was reading my Bible one day and I ran across that verse that says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend or for another. And, you know, when I read that, I thought, that sounds like a doormat, you know, and there are just lots of times where we as moms and dads have to lay ourselves down kind of like doormats for the people that we love the most. I mean, that's kind of like Jesus kind of did that thing, you know. Yeah,
that's the reality is it's like we have all these, our culture is so focused, and just, you know, sinfulness is so focused on our individual right of what we should have, the, you know, all, everything we should have and everything we should be given and respected and all this stuff. But I mean, again, yeah, if you look to Jesus and look at his example, which is perfect, I mean, that is not generally, it is not what he ever talks about or expected for himself or others. And again, it is against what most people believe out there. But, you know, that's, I mean, as homeschoolers, it's already so different from the rest of the world that you're already, you know, most of our audience has chosen that, and at least in a big portion of their life. And that's awesome. And it's such an amazing thing you are showing your kids and your, especially your daughters who, you know, maybe they'll be able to do that someday as well. But it is a countercultural thing across the entire board. So, you know, keep showing your kids that and that's okay.
So as we close this out, let me just say that, you know, we're halfway through this month of Women's National History Month. And they may not celebrate you, but God celebrates you. God notices, your kids notice that you're doing an amazing thing, mom. You're being a wife and a mom. You're taking care of those snotty-nosed kids. You're teaching them the things that really matter. And you're teaching your daughters to do the same. And that'll be celebrated, even if nobody else knows it and nobody else applauds you. I'm applauding you. Ben's applauding you. I believe above all that God is applauding as well. So have a great week. Enjoy some of that warmth, because I think it's going to get cold again. And don't forget to smile.
Thank you for joining us and being part of the Smiling Homeschooler each and every week. As always, thank you to Teaching Textbooks for making the Smiling Homeschooler possible. Have a great week, and don't forget to smile.